Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you, like, if Rob were to get engaged, say you go down on a golden diamond source, and you buy a nice diamond. By the way, a listener sent me a picture of her daughter. It was in the military and went down to the golden diamond source. They had their Memorial Day gift card match.
Oh, yeah.
They went down after it was over, and the golden diamond source still honored the military gift card match.
Very nice.
And then they sent me a picture of the ring yesterday, and it's beautiful. It's not your typical ring. It's not like the whole point of going there, and I know I'm like kind of doing a little commercial for them, but I really believe in them. When you go to buy a ring, girls want a ring that nobody has. They want something original, and this girl absolutely had it. That's the most important thing. You have thousands and thousands of rings to choose from, and I had never seen anything like this before. So thank you to the Golden Diamond Source for taking care of our listeners. Now, when Rob goes over there, who will be engaged first, Rob or Blarman?
I'm going to say Rob.
Oh, I say Blarman.
Yeah?
I think Carmen start. I honestly think Carmen is getting engaged by the end of summer.
No.
Really?
Yeah, okay. That's no, I'll never say I love you. No, I won't be in love with you. Now we're doing middle of the week afternoon dates.
I got
to
tell you.
After 3 weeks.
I would think both of them will be engaged before Spanish is, but for the fact that Spanish is going to Baltimore for Beyonce makes me think.
And getting a Queen Bee tattoo.
We'll get tattoos before we get married, though.
I'm pretty sure she'll be the one that has to ask him. Like, it won't be.
Oh, I think she's asked him already.
Oh, yeah?
Has she?
What's up?
Has Kelly asked you about getting married?
Of course, yeah.
Like proposed to you?
She's never proposed to me, but she has been like, we've been together for a long time. Do you see, us being together in the future and getting married? And my answer is, oh yeah, I see us in the future together. But marriage is like a
How much of the future? Like in your mind, when will you guys live together?
Probably in like the next year or two, we'll probably end up living
together. Oh man, that means really like 6 months.
Yeah, because I mean we've been together for 5 years, so.
What
yeah.
happens then? Do you move out of Joe's place or do you move Kelly into Joe's place?
No, you gotta move out of Joe's.
Yeah,
probably Joe know
that? By the time that happens, I'll be moving in Joe's place.
yeah. So I'll probably move into Kelly's place and then.
Do you live in the shack?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. Does that mean the other roommate dude has to leave? The guy that she has sex with?
Yeah, she does not have.
I couldn't find any girls to love.
So how will you propose? Dress up like a lady?
Yeah, probably. I would probably dress up like David Bowie, take her to London or take her to Vegas and propose in front of either Big Ben in London or Big Ben in Vegas.
If you propose in London, it doesn't count. You're outside America.
Is that the rule?
That's like being married by a woman. Yeah. It's not real.
Okay.
So wait a second. So why Big Ben? Where
sure,
that? Oh, for Harry Potter?
City in the world is
London.
I thought about doing
Will you ask her in all Merry English accent?
Probably.
Hello.
Hi, me lady.
Would you like to be me love for life?
Yeah. Take me hand.
You guys gonna go take pictures on the Abbey Road thing? Running? Oh my God.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
That's true. You should ask her to marry you. Is you guys
Yeah, kneel
the street,
down in the middle of the road.
Turned out, yep, and then a car will just run you both over.
Did you know about that? That area is, of course, so popular for tourists. Excuse me, to take the picture there, like the Beatles in.
That no cars can go through.
No cars stop.
Oh, really?
There's no light there, so you're literally dodging traffic while you're taking the picture. So yeah, there's a webcam on it, and there's a bunch of YouTube videos of people almost getting hit by cars trying to cross Abbey Road. Oh my God, wouldn't it be great? Look, there it is. Joey's got it on Bone TV right now. Wouldn't it be great if you went? This is how you get out of it. You get down on one knee and you wait for a car to come.
And
you pull her into the car.
Pull her into the car. Yeah. I like it. All right, I'll do that. Your advice has always been the most sound of anybody's that I've gotten.
This is so difficult for people to try and do. They're trying. We're watching them try to cross the street like the Beatles did. But there's so much traffic there now.
And people won't stop walking with them, so they have to wait till everybody crosses so they can cross by themselves.
He's trying to. Oh, look, he proposed in Spanish.
Oh, that guy's so pissed.
Yeah, I'd hit him. If I had to go to work and he's on one knee, I'd just drive by and hit him.
That's why honk? You use your horn blaster too if you have it. That's where you lay on it.
Oh, when I go to New York, for Christmas time. Like, I was trying to walk to Rockefeller Center with Joey, and people are, like, just dropping on one knee. It's like everybody's diseased. They all just drop to one knee at the same time, and I'm like, move, move. I got to flash. Yeah, okay, I do. I got to go. Get out of here. Come on now. All right, I'm sorry, Galvin. Well, resting bitch face from Marjorie JP just got engaged. Oh, really? I wonder how she did it.
Oh.
So she passed
you. Will you, resting bitch face, take me, guy that you
date. Mr. Bitch Face?
Yeah. And her boyfriend is, like, in the Coast Guard, I think, and was stationed away from them, so... I mean, I guess they love their partners more than we love ours because they're
debatable,
far apart, and they're together. We're not.
By the way, you're way less offensive than he is. You're still in a new relationship.
Yeah, it's only been a year and a half.
He's still banging other chicks and living somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
When you say it like that, it really does sound pretty terrible.
Well, because I spend a lot of time with her now.
Yeah, she's great. I love her to death. She really is.
You don't
love
her to death.
I do.
You don't.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even love her to live with her.
No, I love her to. Oh, yeah, I love her to.
You don't even love her to you know, live in the same house,
no,
let alone
stop
to death.
Having sex with other girls.
Yeah.
It's just smarter to not live together.
Rob doesn't
right
have
now.
Sex with other girls.
I mean, you
just
know,
my hand.
Rob's
not
you know,
other
Rob's
girls.
Rob cares about his paddleboard and his son
and
his girlfriend. What do you care about?
Kelly cares about me enough to let me spread my wings and fly. So, you know, I love that. I love her enough.
Just like a bee.
That's why I'm going to imagine tattoos.
If she told you that it had to end and you could no longer sleep with other girls, would you break up with her or would you stay with her?
Good question,
I'd stay with her.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hear that, Kelly? If you're listening, he will stop having sex with other girls if you just ask.
Just ask.
Just ask.
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
Just ask.
I might pretend like I was deaf every time she asked me, so it never really sinks in. But.
She doesn't want to ask you because that means she would have to stop having sex with other guys.
Yeah.
Or do we know that number?
I don't ask. You know I don't ask. I don't want to know.
She asks you, though. She knows every girl you've had sex with.
Yeah, she does.
So you don't want to know?
I don't. I honestly don't want to know.
What was the number last time?
4, I think.
I think it's more than that now.
I mean, I would assume.
Call
her
up. Okay. You know her number?
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the phone.
What is your number?
Look at Spanish went right to his phone. Don't you pick up that phone, I'm going to break your finger.
What is your number?
It's up there. It's up there now, for sure.
Man.
It's up there. It's high.
Good for you.
I can tell you that when I started working here, my number was like 21.
Oh, man.
You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, also, my standards were not very high when I was in my last
couple
years of college.
Yeah, but 21 and you started late, right? You didn't start until
18, yeah.
Is it ringing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex at 16. Only had sex with 9 women my entire life. That is so depressing to me.
You have had sex with how many women?
9. I can't even get to crack the top 10.
Do you notice how he said I've only had sex with 9 women?
Women, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Spanish, how many women do you think you've made sweet love to over the years? Over the last 5 years?
Over the last 5 years, probably like another 20 to maybe 30.
So you would say your number is in the 50s?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's welcome to the show Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
hi, Kelly.
Love you. Love you
hi,
so much.
Pumpkin.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Were you listening to the show?
I was.
Oh,
good.
So you know that Spanish is prepared to not be able to get to back out of a bee tattoo.
Yeah, I'm aware. He's getting it. We've talked about it.
Oh! Not what you told us, Spanish.
Oh, man. It's all coming.
You're
going
to get it, are you? Where is he getting it, Kelly?
We were trying to talk about that. Maybe not a B, but I told him we should get tattoos all over there.
That's fine.
He said that he doesn't trust Baltimore Tattoo Shop, which didn't make sense.
I don't, but I remember I was telling you that she wants to do matching Star Wars tattoos, and I thought about...
What does she want to get?
We were going to do... she was going to get an X-Wing fighter, and I was going to get a TIE fighter.
TIE fighter's a better way to go.
Right? That's what I decided.
So where are you going to get the B?
I'll probably get the B, you know, in the back.
Same
area.
Spot she has hers?
Yeah,
you know
like
where
that.
He'll get it, wherever Kelly tells him.
Yes, exactly. Love you, babe.
Couple of things that came up. I hope you're taking notes. Spanish is prepared to stop sleeping with other women as long as you ask him.
Yeah, I heard. Okay.
Right, yeah.
We're actually calling for an update to find out how many guys it was that you've slept with since our last check-in.
Actually, I'm like...
I hope you're going to say, I kind of went crazy and tripled my number.
Yeah. I'm kind of banging the dude right now.
Oh, man, I don't like that.
All right, hold on. So last time we checked in, it was 4 guys.
No, you guys said it was 4 guys. I didn't say it was 4 guys.
You said it was 4. One guy in the military.
Mm-mm.
One black guy.
You said cough if it was less than 5. That's all we had able to find.
Oh, so
some
four
guys in the mountains.
Yeah. Guy, Montana, guy right? in Montana. Yeah.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
Or multiple guys in Montana. We don't know.
No, it's just one.
So what is the number then?
So the number now, between the last time we talked to you and now, how many other men have you made sweet love to besides Spanish?
None.
What'd she
nine?
Say?
Oh.
What'd
she
say? Nine.
You said nine.
N-O-N-E.
Yeah, I believe
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I believe it.
I'm going to have to check
no,
your
honestly,
privacy.
It lost its appeal, man. It's not like, it's annoying.
Yeah, and it's annoying.
I don't
agree.
Even know. I mean, those skanky girls that showed up at the live show, I don't even understand how that's fun.
Oh, me I bet. Either. Come on. You yeah. can't understand how that's fun. Even I understand how that's fun.
I don't know,
that's a barrel of monkeys
not,
is what that
it's
is.
It's not that fun to me. You think it's going to be fun, and then it's not never as fun.
Spanish,
anymore.
Was it fun?
Oh, no, it's worse. Oh, man. I hated it.
You know, you know,
worse and worse.
He's not going to dinner with them and
yeah.
reading with them and stuff. He's not hanging out with them. It's not like that, you know, he just does
no,
the fun part
we
and then
go,
leaves.
No, we read.
Stuff. Well, he did take a shower with one of them.
Yeah. Fun part I've experienced, so. Yeah.
Maybe you should do it like he did. Maybe you should get in the shower no, with him. That seems to be the fun move to go there. Mm.
It was terrible. I hated it.
Sounds fun.
No, it wasn't.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Comes time. We really got to make some decisions here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Let's make a decision. Let's
I mean, if you're going to go ahead and get a B tattoo, you might as well just commit for life. Now, the B tattoo's for life.
Yeah, yeah. Be mine forever.
Be mine.
What he doesn't know is he's getting it on his ring finger.
Oh! What?
Don't do that. That's not cool.
Put a ring on it, babe.
No, don't. That's, what's the name of that song?
Oh, man, I just realized something.
This is not good.
If you
like
guys
this.
Get married, you're going to do one of those dances when you
oh,
when
yeah,
they,
for sure.
Like, they'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, from the new Lemonade album. This is Spanish and this
yes.
and Kelly dancing to their first song. And then it'll be like, boom, boom, boom.
Luckily.
And then all of a sudden it's going to go, whoosh, what?
Two
trailer park girls go around the outside. They're going to start doing some crazy hip hop dancing. There's going to be a whole routine. Your mother's going to get up. You chase your dad with a butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Luckily, we won't know. We won't be invited.
Yeah, you will.
Well, Carmen won't show up.
Yeah.
Carmen will over. Carmen
it's like
will
your
go.
Birthday and stuff. We
you're invited to my birthday, just not hers.
If I'm invited to your wedding, I'm pooping in the sink. That seems to be the thing to do.
Don't poop in the sink. But yeah, if you don't want me to sleep with other women, I could do that.
Kelly, who will be in your wedding party?
Oh, man.
And you have to
so
speak
many.
To me. You have to speak to me in nicknames. I don't know any of your friends. There's a hot teacher.
Okay, yeah.
Annoying hippie.
Teacher. Yeah. Girl, there's two hairstylists. One covered in tattoos.
Yeah. We call those Mrs.
There's,
Cowheads.
Yeah.
There's the lesbian that took naked pictures of your waist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nearly as much fun as it sounds like. Yeah.
Who else? Who
what
else?
About the one I hit with the sword?
Oh, yeah. Her, too.
Yeah.
Probably be my maid of honor.
Oh, yeah. So what is that, like six already?
Yeah.
So Spanish,
yeah,
who would be?
Yeah. There's a set of twins. And then there's another teacher.
That's so. Eight, nine.
Man, this is working out wonderfully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who will be in your wedding party, Spanish? You have nine people to give to you.
So it'll be my brother.
Who will be the best man on down?
Probably you'll be my best man.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because the speech will be badass and the bachelor party will be pretty dope.
How do I get out of that?
You can't. You're locked in for life. It's a life change.
How
you and Galvin are
mad
both in my
will your parents
party.
Be?
Oh, I'm in it?
Oh, yeah. You're in it for sure.
How mad will your parents be if your brother is not your best man and I am?
They're no more mad than when I dropped out of college to go on my radio career.
That's pretty angry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be you and Galvin. Columbine will be there.
Oh, man.
My best friends from back home, who I still talk to, which brings us probably about six, and then a couple of my friends here, which you know, the redheaded guy Farva will be here, Glendale's son, and Cody, yeah. So
man, I'm out. I don't want to make things difficult.
You can't be out.
Do we get to hook up with the Bachelorettes?
Yeah, that's
or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I'm busy that day.
No, you can't be. Yep. You don't even know what day it is.
I'm pretty sure I do.
I'm now discouraging you from getting married.
No,
I wanted to tell you today that you should.
This is
now
good.
I'm saying it's a terrible idea.
We are now exclusive, and I'm going to propose this weekend at the Beyonce concert so that we can all...
Kelly, how would you like him?
I'm totally going on stage if you propose. Please do it. I don't even care if it's real. I just want to meet Beyonce.
That week that you guys get married, I am seeing Lauryn Hill in Detroit. So yeah. I won't be able to.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds great. We should go to that.
Hey, Kelly, Carmen has to be in the bridal party, too. Oh. So is she going to be on your side, or will she be with me on my side?
I think it'd be pretty sweet if she wore a suit. And then I'd have my gay friend on my side, too.
Oh, that's...
I'd make him wear a dress.
Right? I like that. Right? They can't wear the dress, make her wear the suit.
Yeah,
all right, I'm back in on this wedding.
I look sexy in a tux. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you do.
That'd be perfect. I like that idea.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Where are we doing this wedding? My house?
Yeah, that would be the best place, actually.
Catered by Cafe G.
Yes!
Yeah, and then you guys live in the jungle gym.
Right, and then we get the wrestlers to come out, and that'll be over there in the reception. We'll have a wrestling
X-Pac
match.
X-Pac could marry you.
Kelly, in your mind, what does your wedding look like?
Oh, I don't know. Like,
you know.
After going to all these weddings, all I think about is how much I hate everything I see. So I told him if we had to get pictures done, that couple that was running away from the T-Rex, something weird like that.
I
don't
know. Can I tell you, as a guy who got married and did all the traditional wedding stuff, do whatever you want. Don't look at other people's stuff.
Right.
Do it wherever you want. I mean, have it in a place where people could sit down and be comfortable. Don't decide to do it outside in July.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as the pictures go, that's the right way to do it. You don't want to have you're just looking at a photo album of you and your friends standing there on the stairs in a pyramid type formation 20 years from now. It's not going to be nearly as cool as you running from a dinosaur.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your wedding's going to be fine. I'm your wedding planner.
Are we going to do
I'm the wedding planner. We're getting married.
She wants to do either Star Wars or Harry Potter themed is what she said
I'm
before,
all for
right?
it. All the groomsmen have lightsabers?
Dude.
Or we're all Siths?
Yes.
I'm in.
Or I see you guys getting married in a zombie mud run.
Yes, that would also be amazing.
Or if Kelly puts her hair up like Princess Leia with the big buns.
Oh, my God.
I told him over the weekend we should do it at a music festival. Make everyone come to a music festival and
yeah.
be one of those weirdos.
I'll rent you guys a tent. We can do it out there. We'll do it at, why don't we do it at, aren't the Insane Clown Posse coming?
Oh, yeah.
We can do it over there.
Burning Man, woo!
And for the groom's presents, you give us all Molly.
Yeah, oh my God. That'll be the best wedding ever.
All right, I'm in.
I'm not going to tell you till after.
Yeah, guess what? Ooh, here at the red wine.
Yes.
You all have Molly.
Dude, that's
I like
good.
That.
Depending on what you drink, it's going to be a different party favor.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, now I like the idea that you guys are getting married. Congratulations.
I'll only go and get sealed bottle water, and I'll be like, oh, you're not getting me, idiots. And meanwhile, Kelly's back there injecting it with needles.
Yeah.
We know
you can't
up.
Even see. You guys would be the most fun on Molly, I feel
Dr. Stringer was in on it. He put it in your vitamins or whatever you got. Yeah, you take pictures like that where you can see your butt.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Spanish.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Louis, should do this now. Now I'm excited for your wedding. I thought I'd never say that phrase before. But I'm excited to go to your wedding.
I think it'd be a good time. So, all right. Are you in, Kelly?
But I'm not going until Kelly tells us how many guys she slept with since you guys have been together.
You're doing this.
I promise.
You're lying. You are a healthy American girl with a sexual appetite. There's no way I'm going to believe that while he's out banging random whores, you're not banging anybody.
I'm having sex. I'm just not having sex with weirdos.
Just your roommate?
But you are having sex with weirdos because Spanish doesn't wear condoms.
Literally my brother. That would
All right. I believe you.
I mean, you've seen him. Have you seen that beard? Seriously, that's not happening.
Yeah, but I see you one day get mad at Spanish and be like, I want the complete opposite of Spanish.
Yeah, so do
I. Big man with a beard.
Right?
That I don't nanny for.
Yeah.
And attack that guy.
Touch me with a 10-foot pole. That's my ex's best friend. He would not even think about going
okay, from a guy's point of view, that's not true. I often say to Spanish, if I came home and Kelly was like, listen, I'm having a weak moment, let's do this right now, because of Spanish, I'd have to say no.
Yeah, thank you.
But that's a lie.
No, that's true. No, you'd say not. No once.
But I'd go, and then I'd go. And then right. I started, remember, I always talk about how I have no friends on the show that aren't related to the show.
Right.
It all started a conversation I had about Iverson. Iverson is one of my best friends, even though I don't see him as much. From Plant City now, but I was talking to Amanda about it, and I said, he's a guy where if you were drunk out of your mind and in your underwear, he would put you in bed and take care of you and not touch you.
Right.
I could, and I go, that's very rare. I don't have many friends like that. And she goes, well, Pete would do that. And I go, no, he wouldn't. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, Pete would have sex with you. And then he'd call me the next day and go, ah, I screwed up. You know? That's how you know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. All right. Well, Kelly, I'm looking forward to your wedding.
Hey, can we do it at the Sausage Castle?
Don't you want to get married at the Sausage Castle?
There's only 70 days left.
Can we throw our own music festival to Sausage Castle?
Yes.
Yeah, we got 70 Perfect. Days to do
then
it.
Let's get a band. Let's get a stage.
So, which
I have
you
a computer and some PA system. We can have all the EDM you want.
Do you
want
to be exclusive or get married? You got to choose one.
What? That's what we were
That's
doing.
That's awful. Apparently, my dad's already texting me during this phone call asking about my wedding.
Oh, okay. That's
great.
Good.
Morning. Great start to my Tuesday.
Hey, you guys ever do butt stuff?
Who, me and Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured since her dad was get that out there. All right, Kelly, thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't take these conversations out of my children's lives.
I won't. I love your daughter,
yeah.
Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
She's not here today, though, hopefully.
What's that? No, I don't think you're in good shape. All right. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Love you, Kelly. You're my soulmate.
She didn't hear that part.
Amanda is not my soulmate.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
We are not. I wouldn't say we are not soulmates.
Oh, man.
We couldn't be more opposite.
I like.
We don't love the same things. We don't think the same way. We hate the same things.
Really?
Yeah, that's our one connection. We have a good wholehearted hate for most things.
I knew Kelly was my soulmate because I've hated every girlfriend that I've ever had when they fart. And then the first time that Kelly
just
farted
stop
in front
talking
of me,
about that. Yeah. I'm not coming to your wedding.
It made me giggle.
Oh yeah,
I knew it.
I don't want it. The only girl that's allowed to fart in front of me is my daughter.
Yeah,
she farts.
I bet it's adorable.
She was sitting on my lap, and I felt her lean up and push hard so that she could really fart with impact on my leg.
Yeah,
and she farted, and then she waited and looked up at me, and I went, "Did you just fart at me?" And she just bust out laughing.
Hell yeah!
And I went, "Okay, that's
adorable."
The only way it's adorable. If my wife did that to me, I'd push her in the fireplace.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
That's harsh.
I've never heard my wife fart. I've never. I've seen her sit on the toilet bowl, but not for a dookie.
Really?
Yeah. She closes the door for dukes.
She does.
Yeah. Sometimes if she's in the bathroom, if she's in the bedroom alone. And she's making a number one. She'll leave the door open because she doesn't expect people to come in. I've walked in before. But if she's duking it up, that door's closed. Yeah. Probably even locked. Yeah.
Does she ever try to go in when you're going to the bathroom?
No.
No?
No. The only people that do that are my kids. They feel like now's the time to come and invade my space.
Kelly will do that. She doesn't like it when I'll, you know, when she's going. But when I'm going, she'll literally just walk in. And I'm like, that's rude.
No, I don't want that at all. That's the most vulnerable time.
Yeah, it really is. Unfortunate.
And it's not even, because I'm going to tell you, I'm eating somewhat healthier, so I'm getting all the old stuff out, and not
detoxing.
One of them has smelled good.
Yeah.
There are a gamut of smells that I have not even experienced before.
Get the poison out.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.